I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
641, and
got a stomach,
it's Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.
He's from Central.
And good morning to you, Doc. How are you?
Hey, Steve, it's Masters Week. How could you not be great?
It's a tradition unlike any other.
Yes.
He should do something, Nance, I'm talking about, Jim Nance. He gives away the tie, right? And the Masters are all about the jacket.
Yep.
He should have a second tie that he gives away to the winner of the Masters and a pair of pants to go with a green jacket. So I think it'd be a cool tradition if at the end of the Masters, there in Butler Cabin, Jim Nance stood up, removed his pants, and presented those to the winner of the Masters as well.
Wow.
That'd be fine.
Then it would really be a tradition unlike any other.
I don't think the powers that be at Augusta would really go for
Hootie's not there anymore. It'll be
that's
fine.
That's true.
Doc,
you know, they changed a tradition this year, which really upset me.
Which one?
The par three contest now is only allowed for past champions and players. So it used to be if you won the par three or if you were a U.S. amateur champ or a British amateur champ, you would come back as an honored guest. That's how I got to caddy in the par three.
Right.
And they changed that this year.
Why would they do that?
Melnick, I don't know. Mr. Melnick is not invited to play. He's invited to be a guest, but not invited to play in the par three.
Well, that's dumb. That's
dumb. Disappointing.
It certainly made sense many years ago now when they said past champions' eligibility is based on their ability to walk the golf course because it got tough.
Yeah.
And it's a very hilly place. If you've ever been, you know how beautiful it is, but it's very hilly, and television doesn't do it justice. But the par three is a piece of cake, and everybody likes to see all the champs.
Plus, it's fun. Cool. The kids usually caddy, too. The kids are out there.
Hey, I caddied. I wasn't a kid when I caddied.
Yeah, but you're immature.
You're still a kid.
Yeah, you're immature. You got that going for you. All right. Now, there's an important topic to discuss here, and it's organ donation. But before we get to that, again, just one last time for now, at least, I want to publicly thank all of your people at CDH for taking good care of me.
Well, you're welcome. We take care good care of everybody who comes here. So it wasn't just because you're a celebrity or anything. You know, it's we just have great nurses, great docs here. I'm very fortunate to be associated with them for, you know, creeping up on 30 years here. So
wait
pretty
a
lucky.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Are you telling me I got no special treatment whatsoever? What?
Well, the crab legs for breakfast. That was a little special. But,
what?
Yep.
Was it weird when you said to everybody, do you know who I am? Yes. In your hospital gown? Hello?
Yes, they said, yes, you're Steve.
Cover up.
And then they said, show me your bracelet. no, but just great, great hospital and great folks, and thank you for that. And for everybody, a lot of people, very nice checking in, and I'm doing fine. It's not something you want, but I'm coming back.
Good.
So if you have these symptoms, don't ignore them. Get it checked out. And if you got a little hereditary blood thing like I have, and your blood likes to clot more than it should, just get after it. Get after it and get on it.
Yeah.
So the only change in my life is a couple of pills a day. So now they're big.
Thank God. I mean, because, you know, obviously the alternative could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
A couple extra pills a day.
Yeah, the alternative generally is dead.
Yeah.
So that's not what you want.
I was going to say, we'd rather see you than view you. So.
Yeah. Isn't that the Orion line?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Doc, what are the symptoms again, the classic symptoms prior to getting a PE?
You know, unexpected shortness of breath is probably one of the biggest ones, some chest pain, and like you, this feeling of just something's not right, something's uncomfortable. But the unexpected shortness of breath is, you know, probably the biggest one, and chest pain.
Yeah. All right. Good times. 6:45, we'll come back and talk about organ donation. And by the way, I signed up again to be an organ donor weeks before I found out about this, so they're not related. So, at 6:45, Mary's back with your traffic first on 720 WGN. Back to Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. So, Doc, when I re-up my license, my driver's license, I made sure that I was good to go with organ donation again.
Yep.
And for all the struggles Illinois government has, I got to say, this program works and works well. Am I right?
Yeah, actually, kudos to Jesse White. I mean, it is so simple. You know, go on the Secretary of State's website, look for the link that says Life Goes On, and it's a very simple, you give your driver's license number, you give your address, I mean, or you give your address and just some simple information, and you join. And that's what we really need. We need more people to do that because, unfortunately, the number of people waiting for organs is growing, and it's growing faster than the number of people who are signing up to be donors.
What are the numbers? Do we know anything, numbers-wise?
120,000 people are on the waiting list for organs right now. Oh. And you go, wow, that's a lot. But you have to remember that, you know, anybody who donates, you know, as a donor, you're giving more than one organ. So it's not like we need 120,000 people to have a untimely demise. But, I mean, that's the problem. 8,000 people a year die waiting for organs, and that shouldn't happen. Not in this society and not how we're living right now.
So, well, and you think with the population of eligible people, 120,000 people waiting is sort of ridiculous because we could certainly supply that number easily if everybody dispelled with the myths and the notions they might have or just quit procrastinating and did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's simple. Let's do it. And in the state of Illinois, you said, you know, they got this right. One thing we need to tweak with them, we are one of three states in the United States that don't allow 16 and 17-year-olds to sign up. So we need to change that. There's a House and Senate bill in front of legislature right now. So hopefully that will change, and we'll just leave New Jersey and Mississippi as the only two states that don't allow it.
I knew someone a long time ago who said I wanted to be an organ donor, but she didn't want to donate a particular organ. I think it was her eyes or something. And, and they said, don't worry about it. You can donate everything else, you know. Skin, of course, is your largest organ. But yeah, so you can specify for whatever reason, religion or personal preference, right, Doc? You can say, you know what, I want everything except this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people, you know, some people might just have a personal preference, and other people, like you said, it's a religious reason. But, you know, donating your corneas, the cool thing about corneas, since you brought up eyes, is cornea is a universal donor. It doesn't matter on your blood type. And 50,000 people a year who can't see are given corneas and now are able to see again.
When
and
I had my eye issue,
take for granted.
No, completely. When I had my eye issue last year and they said, you know, worst case, if it didn't heal, corneal transplant, they said that is so routine now, you know, and you do those daily, of course.
And Doc, weren't you telling me that they did a cornea transplant on a 100-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, people say, "Well, wait a second, you know, I'm too old to be a donor." No, we've taken donations from someone 92 years old, and it's like, wait a second, what about the older people? Yeah, they do corneal transplants on a 100-year-old.
Pretty cool.
So here's an individual who wants to see his great grandchild in a play, and by the gift of an individual, he's able to do that. So it's amazing.
Let's knock down some of the myths that are out there. What does it cost?
Nothing. That's probably the biggest thing. It says, I can't afford it, you know, my insurance. No. There is no cost to the donor at all. The entire cost is absorbed by the individuals, by the companies who do the harvesting. So there's no cost to the individual.
If you're registered as a donor, you're not going to get great care.
No, terrible. Opposite. You know, we are going to do everything we can to promote your health and keep you healthy. Donors only come into play when you're died.
The system's fixed and only rich people get organs or get to move up the list.
No, you know, that was always the thing. Why did Mickey Mantle get a liver before someone did? You know, that has totally changed now. Now there's a very, very tight system, and it's a universal national system that matches all the information. Tells me your blood type, tells me how old you are, tells me your tissue type, how far you are from what donor who needs you. And then they look at the people who are on the waiting list saying, okay, we can get this heart to this individual within, you know, 3 hours. Let's go there versus try to get this heart to the West Coast. So it's very complex how they do it right now, but there is no difference. Talk to anybody about celebrity status or how much money you make or social status or gender, anything like that.
Most needed organ is what?
Probably the kidneys. You know, it's kind of amazing. Actually, you know, Mary Sammer brought up a point. She goes, why is the kidney needed so much? And the kidney is very, we're really reliant on our kidneys as a filtering system. But unfortunately, it's very fragile, and it has to be fragile just for what it does. But high blood pressure can damage kidneys. Unfortunately, some medications can die from CT scans, from CAT scans can do it. So the great thing about kidneys is we're all born with two, and to be honest with you, we only need one. So it is one of the organs that can be given as a living donation. Prior to your death, you can give a you can give a kidney up.
Speaking of kidney donation, we have to send our thoughts out to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who is waiting for a kidney transplant. Had a chance to talk to him on Saturday. He's lost 29 pounds, Doc, at the urging of his doctors, eating healthier, exercising more. He looks great because he's hopefully, fingers crossed, going to be getting a kidney transplant soon. You know, he's on the donor list, of course, but is preparing his body and doing all the right things. So he looks great.
Separate topic, maybe, but how are we doing on blood donations?
You know, okay. You know, we'll hit different points of the year where we don't get enough people, you know, donating blood. But, you know, there's always a good blood drive, and you can look for it. And people have to realize, you know what? You give blood up, it's back in your body in no time at all. We make blood continuously. A red blood cell lives for about 120 days in our body, so that we allow you to give blood every 60 days. So if you're not a blood donor, please give it. We use blood at every hospital every single day, and it's life-saving.
It's super easy. I mean, I was just there last week giving blood, and unfortunately, they said they only had six donors that whole day. So people, please get out there and give blood. It's so pathetically easy.
Yeah, and I salute Vanderbilt. She does it all the time.
You're out in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's simple. It's easy. It's, you know, okay, you get a little stick, but that's about it. And the rest, and they give you cookies and juice when you're done. So, I mean, come on.
Or pretzels. They don't do popcorn anymore. I was kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, because Mary, well, at one point, was just going in for the snacks.
I was.
Right.
Take some more blood. I'm still hungry.
I need a Twinkie.
And the orange juice. That's always good.
Any last thoughts, Doc, on what we need to know here other than how to sign up?
No, I think, you know, the big thing, and this goes beyond the state of Illinois. Obviously, there's people listening in Indiana and Wisconsin saying, well, wait a second. I'm not at the Illinois Department of Motor Vehicles. How do I get it? OregonDonor.gov, please, everyone, go online. This is Organ Donation Month. Anybody you see today in conversation, just ask them, you know, hey, have you done this? And, you know, if you know, think of a story about the cornea transplant. Think of, you know, the police superintendent who needs that kidney. You know, those are the people that you make a difference. Kidney donation, you know, this individual now, you know, Andrea is stuck. He's kind of has to hang around his dialysis unit.
Right.
And he can't really travel. And he can't do some of the things that we should be able to do. Mm-hmm. So please think of others, and you know, life goes on is the motto here for the state of Illinois, and the gift of hope. The team in Chicago, the gift of hope team, is phenomenal. They're very compassionate. They're very, very aware of how to deal with patients and families going through this. So I can't say enough for gift of hope and
absolutely,
and what we do here.
And you'll be okay. My friend donated her kidney to her brother about 20 years ago, and they're both great. They're flourishing. They're fine. They're wonderful.
But
and they
just
celebrate every year, too. They go
they
out.
Should.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I bet you she buys them dinner once a year, gives them a great Christmas gift.
Absolutely.
I would say, too, that for those of you who've wanted to do this and continue to put it off, let's make today the day you stop putting it off. I promise you, it'll take you less than 5 minutes to sign up.
Yep.
And it's easy, and you're going to feel good about it. And talk to your family about it, too. Just
absolutely.
Brag about it and spread the word.
Yeah. Like Andrea said, you know, hey, if you have something to say, hey, you know what, I don't want to get my heart. Okay, that's fine. But let people know that you are a donor because it makes them think about it if they're not.
Yeah.
And
it's great inspiration for your kids, too.
Really is.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Kevin Most, again, Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. The great Pat Williams in studio. Love to see Pat. We need some positivity in America right now. Right now. All the pressure's on Pat and his new book, The Success Intersection. We'll talk to him about it coming up. And in about 20 minutes or so, I'll tell you whether or not Comptroller Mendoza and I are going to be having coffee anytime soon. But we'll get to the news next on 720 WGN.